This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As Muslims, we're supposed to accept advice. Yani you can reflect over the story of Salih alayhi salam. Salih was sent to Thamud. He gave them a lot of advice. He told them to worship Allah. He told them to keep away from the camel and don't touch it. The story is long. But at the end, when Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed all of Thamud, the entire disbelieving nation of Thamud were all destroyed and perished, and they leave flat, motionless on earth. Salih alayhi salam and the believers that were with him, they passed by these bodies. And you know what he said? He looked at them and he says, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He just looked at him, lifeless. And he said, I advised you, but you people didn't love the people that gave advice. This is why you've ended the way you are. And it's just going to get worse from then on in the grave and in the resurrection and on the punishment on the day of judgment and in the meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar, what happens after this? What was the problem? وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. You did not love those who gave advice and you did not accept the advice. For my brothers in Islam, Muslims, as Muslims, carrying the message of La ilaha illallah, any advice that's given to us, you need to actually see it as rizqun min Allah. It is rizq, it's provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, La khayra fi qawmin la yatanasahoon, wa la khayra fi qawmin la yaqbaloon an-nasiha. There is absolutely no goodness in people that do not advise each other and in people that do not accept the advice. And in this statement of Umar radiallahu anhu, he's not giving the understanding that there is no goodness in people whatsoever. He's just saying, yani, the most essential form of goodness, which is an-nasiha, if we don't have this in our lives and we do not accept it, then there is no goodness in us. For he's speaking about an essential goodness, which is an-nasiha, that is supposed to be a part of our life. وَحَتَّى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, when he described this entire deen in one word, you know what he said? In one authentic hadith, he said, الدين النصيحة. الدين النصيحة. Deen is all about advice. All about advice. This is it. This is the main pillar of a deen. Just like when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Hajju Arafah. You know, Al-Hajju Arafah? Meaning if you did everything in Hajj and you missed Arafah, come back next year because that Hajj is not accepted. It's not correct. For deen is like that. An-Nasiha. Give advice to each other, to your children. Children give advice to their parents. Older give advice to the younger to the older, and so on. This is a deen. And wallah, if we are true Muslims, yani in the meaning of Islam and Muslims that Allah Azza wa Jal wants for us, we'll accept the advice with no question. And not only that, but we will try to act and implement the advice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches us that the ultimate purpose of the Quran and the Sunnah, what is it? What's the ultimate purpose of Al-Quran and Sunnah? Just to have it hang in the masjid, hang it up on the walls, or just read it whenever you can and move on. That's not the ultimate purpose. You're deceived if you think that's the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose of the Quran is to understand and implement. This is the purpose. Wallahi, if you were to understand one ayah per day, one ayah per week, and implement it, wallahi, this is much better than reading the entire Quran from the beginning to end, not understanding anything and not implementing anything. Rather, that's going to be dangerous for you, as it'll come on the day of judgment as a witness against you, saying, oh Allah, he read me in the day and the night. He memorized me. He kept reading. He listened. He loved listening to different reciters. What did you take out of that? How much did you take and how much did you implement? And I'm giving an introduction now, so you can understand what advice in Islam means. I don't care if the entire khutbah was to just focus on this matter. Then the Muslims have lost the meaning of what advice is. We've lost what it is. Advice is for you to open your ears and to bring it right into your heart and to start acting with your limbs to this advice. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, had they only implemented that which they were advised to do. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, meaning it's a problem. And Allah has already addressed this problem in the Quran. And he's given us the solution. He's saying, if you only implemented the advice, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It would have been better for them. And who among us now that is sitting doesn't want his situation to be better? Wallah, he's telling you this is what is better for you. You don't have to go there and here and go see this person and read this to discover what's better for you. Allah has already told you what's better for you. Just implement the advice that's given. Especially when it's min al-Qur'an wa min al-Sunnah, it's authentic. Talaka, what defines a Muslim? What is the meaning of a Muslim? Wallahi, most of us have become an image today. No substance, no reality. And you know an image. This is the weakness of the Muslims all around the world. People have become just an image. No substance to our deen whatsoever. No attachment to the deen whatsoever. Whatever is in our desire, we do. Whatever is convenient from the deen, we follow. What we follow from the deen, for most, is just because it's convenient. Otherwise, if it required a sacrifice, and it required that I step down and apologize to someone, or it required something from me that it's too big, I can't do, forget it. But if it's convenient, we'll do it. Simple. Salah time is at this time. It's convenient. Let's do it. I really wronged someone, and I have a benefit in apologizing to him. I'll do it. Because there's convenience for me. For most of us, that's how it is. And this, when we live an image of Islam, the enemy of Allah will never fear us. Yeah, let me give you an example. If I was to hold a poster now, and I've closed the poster up, and I've said to you, brothers, I'm about to open this poster, but please keep seated. No one worry. Don't get scared. It's going to be all right. It's going to be normal. And then I open the poster, and you saw a picture of a lion with his canine out, you'll all laugh at me. Yani, what's scary about it? It's just an image, it's a picture. Now, you know when people get scared? When I say behind that door, there's a lion. There's a real lion. That's when people start getting worried. And this is what we've become, an image of Islam. But who do you think will fear us? Who would look at us in fear if we're only an image? Now, the real Islam that we're supposed to live, in where the people begin to fear the Muslims and take them seriously and give them the rights that belong to them all around the world, is when you implement your deen. And deen is implemented when we're given advice. That's when it's implemented. You listen, you come to the khutbah, you listen to something, you take it and you implement it. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ once again, فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. Had they only implemented that which they were advised, it would have been much better for them. Much better socially, physically, among their family, in their community. وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ would have given them steadfastness and increased them in the guidance and in their knowledge.